It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got some audio here for you from Andy Gresh.
I'm told in 20 minutes I have to jerk the wheel for a few seconds.
And the next segment, you're going to have to jerk the wheel?
Yes.
You're not supposed to warn somebody when you jerk the wheel. You just jerk the wheel.
Are you ready?
By the time we make it down to Strongsville, I'm taking this wheel over.
Yeah. You wouldn't have jerked the wheel. You would have just taken it, right, and I would fight you over it. Here's Andy Gresh from, hit it.
I think Max Strus has played the most amount of playoff games of anybody on the Cavs. And if I'm not mistaken, little Peyton Pritchard has played in more playoff games than like Donovan Mitchell. That's where I wonder if it's really going to come down to a game five, a game six, or a game seven. Does Donovan Mitchell have enough Superman in him to be able to overcome everything that's on the other side? I feel like Cleveland has gotten better. They're taking the next step, as we've seen that you got to do in the NBA, but they still need another Superman light beside Donovan Mitchell when you start to deal with these teams like the Celtics that are layered and layered.
You have Superman light. That's Andy Gresh, by the way, Infinity Sports Network. We love Gresh. That's probably why I was so cavalier with how I talked about how he was going to talk about the Cavaliers there. And he's based in Boston. He's been on both WEEI and the Hub out there. And he's a big Boston guy. And I love Gresh. And I think he was going to try to work me into a shoot, and he knew it wasn't going to work. So he decided to actually, you know, talk the basketball there. You already have your Superman light. It's Evan Mobley. He's just got to get tougher, stronger inside. We've had calls today.
He was awesome last night offensively.
He was. And this has been a tremendous, it was a very nice postseason for him last year. And then here, this season, he's been fantastic. His next step is to just be tougher, be meaner, be more assertive. And it's one thing to do it in the regular season. We all know it's where we want him to do it. We want him to do it against Boston. That's where we want him to do it. And I have faith that he will eventually be able to do it. I fought for Evan Mobley for 4 years, and I'll continue to fight the good fight for Evan Mobley. But that's who your next Superman is, because I think you're basically, tapped out on moves that you can make?
Unless you move one of the pillars.
And are any of the players that you can get, are they worth moving from the core four? I'm not sure yet. Maybe we'll find that out later on. I know that everybody any time Darius Garland says something someone doesn't like or misses any shot, I should say, people want to get mad and trade him. But it would take one of the core four. So you kind of are who you are, unless something big happens. And that means Evan Mobley, if you need the Superman light to work with Donovan Mitchell, Evan's got to be that guy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's all if everything goes the way that I think it's going to continue to go, like you saw last night, it's more than just flashes. Like every game, I'll say a couple flashes, a couple unicorn flashes. Last night, I mean, it seemed like every move, he had even one that because he didn't score on the play and he just passed it off, he calmly went behind the back in traffic and then dished it off with one hand. Like he's doing more and more of the guard stuff at 6'11", which is really, really impressive. And then he's just hitting threes. I mean, last night, 4 or 5 from three, and Ken, they didn't come within 10 feet of him. So the whole point of him shooting the three is so that people start to guard him, because then it opens up everything for him and everybody else. They're still not, like last night, they're like, he's not going to make it. So how many more of those are we going to have to sit through? Maybe that's a year away, but they're still daring him to shoot the three. And last night, they were beautiful.
216-474-0092. David in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Yes, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Good, though. This is my insight. I want to say Kenny Atkinson, he's doing a good job with what he had. I've been saying all along, we got to stop being closed out about it. We got to get bigger, man. Our three is too small. It's bad enough we got a small backcourt, but our three position got to get big. We got to get some more size. And one other thing, Allen has to get some balls. He doesn't have enough balls. Sometimes look at him, it's like he out there with his eyes closed.
Well, wait, now, David, hold on here. I thought you meant he was actually passing the ball. You're talking about something different, David. I'm in no position. Thank you very much.
What is with this hour? Gresh, the caller, what is on everyone's mind right now?
Because Gresh got him going. Because Gresh got him going.
This is what happens. People wonder, why don't you guys just let people say what they want to say? Because it could get too silly. That's why.
We have a segment for that. It's called Coming in Hot. It's tomorrow at 9:45.
Real quick, they did get bigger. They got DeAndre Hunter. Now, the one thing I don't understand is, why is DeAndre Hunter only playing...
The team.
Yeah. Why is he only playing 25 minutes a game? Like, he's playing less minutes than Max Strus. And people keep telling me, oh, it's not about who you start, it's who you finish with. And Strus has been really good lately. Like, he didn't shoot well last night from three, but he has played a lot better. But why only 25 minutes for Hunter? Like, in the playoffs, I'd like to see...
Well, can't even ask that question?
They've all been down number minutes-wise. Yeah. Do you think once they get home from this West Coast swing, like, maybe we'll see a ramp up into what we're going to see in the playoffs? Because they really have done nothing.
True. That's true. And
they stopped
playing some
zone defense even because the zone defense was what got them through those... We don't know if they are a new Cavs team or not of late December, January, right? When they came out with that stuff and stopped OKC and stopped the Celtics and all that, that was the difference. I think they'll get back to that here as they get closer to the end of the regular season.
I am now on my third watch of the All-22 of Joe Milton in the one game in Week 18 against the Buffalo Bills. Andy Gresh dumped all over that. Here at 92.3thefan.com. He would not, if he were the Browns, give up picks like that for Joe Milton, is what he said. And he... Flatly, we love Brian. I mean, that's a high accusation, by the way, by a lot of folks. And Gresh kind of kicked it around. Now, I think Gresh is maybe joking around, maybe. But a lot of people are going, well, this is Brian just trying to get the market going for the New England Patriots. Well, there are a lot of people who seem to like Joe Milton. Fourth-round picks. I've wasted fourth-round picks on other things, or Browns have. I mean,
they're fun to throw them around.
They got Cade York with a fourth-round pick. Would you rather have Joe Milton, or would you rather have Cade York? Kickers are a zero-sum game. So many kickers you can get off the street. You have a choice to make today. NCAA tournament starts at noon. I still haven't even finished my Final Four yet. NCAA tournament starts at noon. I thought this was supposed to be on April 4th. And I texted everybody, this was 2 weeks ago, when are the pro days? Apparently there's a Big 12 pro day. Shador Sanders is going to be there today. Quarterbacks start working out at 12:45. It's on NFL Network at 1. Are people going to tune in to see the Shador Sanders conversation? I don't know if you're going to ever see him throw.
Yeah, I wonder too, because his pro day is April 4th in Colorado.
Yeah.
Or is it in Colorado or wherever it is? Is it Dallas? The actual...
I think it's in Colorado.
Oh,
I thought it was
okay.
In Colorado. Maybe they'll go down to a lower elevation. Who knows?
All right.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But this is a bunch of Colorado players are going to be at this Big 12 Pro Day. And who knows? It's going to be televised by the NFL Network
at 1 o'clock.
Which
this is in Dallas, Frisco. But
oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Today's is. Every school in the Big 12 is sending guys to this.
What are people going to watch? Which one are they going to watch? Yeah, are we watching college basketball or are we watching?
I bet you Sanders will be interviewed. Because why would the NFL Network really be there? They're going to get some interviews.
So are they going to watch? What do you think people are going to watch?
I think they'll watch a tournament, right?
Okay.
If we could tell them he was definitely throwing,
have you even bothered filling out a bracket?
I didn't mentally. I've filled it out.
No, you didn't.
I have in my mind. I have Rick Pitino.
Okay.
Wow.
In the final,
you're not James Taylor. I need you to fill it out.
I'm done. I'm the amazing Kreskin. I have done it, and there it is. Boom, Pitino.
Final. That's even better than mine. Thank you very much. They're gonna. I think they're gonna end up watching Shedeur Sanders.
Really?
Yeah, you got a bunch of other games. You got a bunch of other games you can watch. How often are you gonna be able to watch Shedeur Sanders? I think it's part of the argument for the guy. Which again, I have to ask myself a simple question over and over and over again. And I'm gonna ask myself this in earnest later. Am I willing to put my job on the line for the guy? Would you put your income? Because I said this about Baker Mayfield at the end of the 2021 season, and I got killed online. But I said it. I would not put my job on the line for Baker Mayfield right now. At the end of 21, went and got Deshaun Watson to help my job. And so many, they don't get it. And I understand why. Andrew Berry, I'm sure, makes a hell of a living and lives in a really nice house and has a lot of nice things. I'm sure he does. And so when he doesn't have to struggle for anything financially, it's a different world. But you don't want to move. And it's a transient life. You are constantly buying a house, selling a house, calling movers. And when you get kids in school, it's harder and harder and harder to do. The coaches, they tend to get out of coaching sometimes because they don't want to move. High school coaches do the same thing. General managers in the NFL are the same way. They get comfortable in a place. They don't want to move. Their kids are in school. They don't want to move their kids out of school. So they don't want to have to do it. But you have to. It's a competitive business. You want to earn that living. So would you put your livelihood, your good name, on the line for Shedeur Sanders? My first answer was no. I asked myself this yesterday. I'll do it right now.
Wow.
My first answer was no. But then, here we are. Hold on. Would I put my job in the hands of Kirk Cousins? Would I put him in the hands of Carson Wentz? Name all the quarterbacks that you can name. I went down the damn list. Tyler Shook, anybody. No, I'm not putting my job on the line for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has to save my job? No. But then I have to ask, these are the options you have, Kenny. Like, I would write, as of right now, I ain't gonna lie to anybody. As of right now, I'm more willing to put my hands, my job in the hands, my life in the hands of Arch Manning before I am all the other people. Drew Aller, I'm not sure.
Really?
Garrett Nussmeier, I'm not sure.
Arch has thrown how many passes?
Very few. But we start, guys, stay with me on this because I know there's so many guys like, stay with me on this. Hold on. I'm taking you somewhere. I'd put my job on the line for Arch Manning as of right now. Maybe I'll end up looking like an idiot later. But I know that I'm not in a position to do that because he ain't coming out in the draft. He still might not come out next year. So now I have to ask myself, who can I talk myself into putting my job on the line for? Can I talk myself into putting my job on the line for Carson Wentz? No. Joe Flacco? No. Wilson? No. Rodgers? Absolutely not. Unless I want to get fired and want to get the severance. The closest ones I could talk myself into, I got to go to the draft. Cam Ward, 100% yes, but I probably won't be able to draft Cam Ward. Shedeur Sanders, I can talk myself into it. And that's what sucks for Browns fans. I approach this like real jobs are on the line, because real jobs are on the line. Fans just want their sanity. They don't want to deal with this. And I just said the magic word to thousands of people who have been arguing with this me over the last 2 months, and it feels good to say it. You guys are right. I have to talk myself into him. Not out of.
Okay, but does that...
And there's a
how
stark
much more
difference.
You went after me. Now, it's been a long time, and we've been analyzing this stuff like crazy. But it was, man, a month ago that you were really annoyed with me, that I told you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I was a 6.
Yeah.
On Shedeur being really
good.
And
I said I was like at an 8.
And I said I'd take him. I said at the time I would take him, yeah, too, but I didn't... I was not as confident. And people thought that was crazy. Like, they're like, if you're not that confident, why would you take him? And I'm like, the position. It's the position where if I strike gold, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
If he's bad, yeah, I lose my job. Guess what? Abdul Carter could get them,
yeah,
out of a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be good. But if they only win 5 games this year.
Yeah, they're fired.
They're fired.
Yeah. Abdul Carter could be a good player. And I'll tell you this. If they go out and they draft Abdul Carter... If they go out and they draft Abdul Carter, he could be a great player. And I'll tell you this. I'll come in on Friday morning, that morning. I know there's a guy who on Twitter, he's already bought an Abdul Carter jersey. Manny Maxwell, the guy who listens to it, he's already bought an Abdul Carter jersey.
I saw it.
God bless him. If they stand in there with a quarterback available, because there will be one at 2, and they draft Abdul Carter, I will come in here and I will say, congratulations. You've done what you believe is the very best for the franchise. I can hold you accountable for the rest of your career here in Cleveland, which will probably end in January because you took Abdul Carter number 2 overall, and you won't give yourself a chance. But damn it, you were afraid, or you let Shedeur Sanders scare you for good reason. Whatever reason that is, I'd have taken him. So if you want to take Abdul Carter, that's fine. You know what the consequences will probably end up being if you just go into a season with Kenny Pickett and veteran X and probably someone out of the later draft, whether that be Dart or Howard or anybody else. You probably know what's going to end, how it's going to end. But damn it, I can say that you made every single move for the best of the franchise. Whether I agreed with it or not, you look back at Andrew Berry's track record. If he takes Abdul Carter, you are telling the world, I am doing now and have always done what I feel is best for the franchise, and that has never changed no matter how tenuous my job is. I will grant you that, and I'll always defend him for it. I'll always defend him for it. If he takes Shedeur Sanders, I say, let's ride, let's see how this one goes. But I know, and I'm telling everybody now, in pure honesty to all of you, I'm talking myself into Shedeur Sanders. I am not talking myself out of it. And boy, the difference is night and day for millions and millions of Browns fans out there.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.